good.
Okay, so in terms of Rashi and Kedusha, so we left off with a question, right? Question was, what's the ne'monas of the mocha? Right? What's the ne'monas of the mocha? Because Rashi has a funny formulation that what? That if he only took the money from one, then he's always believed. And if he took the money, if he took the money from two, then he's only believed on the mekach has biyado. Right? Yeah, so why is that? I mean, so when he had the money biyado, so he knew it. So now, so what happened? And if you're going to say it's we only believe him when he's osik in the thing and he's worried about the mishapara, so then how come when he took it from one, we always say he remembers? Right? Yeah, he has... Okay, so let's be mechalik. So you know, let's try to be mechalik between the two types of knowledge. The knowledge of when one person bought it and the knowledge of when two people bought it. Now, of course, we're saying that the knowledge of which one of the two bought it, he's not able to retain. Right? But when there's only one buyer, then Rashi says he'll definitely remember. Right? Where he says, Vaday madchir docher zuzi deman kovil. But if it was two, then it's only because it's medak dayak. Right? Yes, so what's the difference? What's the difference between the knowledge?
He definitely knew at one point.
It was all of both of them he definitely knew at one point. And then Rashi says, So why do we say his memory is impaired by one and not by the other? Okay, so Chaim is saying that when two people give him money, then he needs a certain amount of detailed knowledge. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
He said he needs detailed knowledge. That what?
He's still responsible.
He has to know.
Let's say we sold just two.
In other words, let's put it this way. Let's just try to clarify the facts a little bit more. In other words, where one person gave him money, then there's a clear Maisa Mechira. Right? Then there's only one Maisa Mechira. There's only one Maisa that's a Maisa Mechira. But where two people gave him the money, they are, in terms of Maisa, they're both identical. Right? In terms of Maisa, they're identical. The only thing that makes one a Maisa Mechira and the other one not is a Das, is who he was Nisratza to. It's a matter of his Das. Right? That's not a matter of remembering an event. That's not a matter of remembering the Maisa Mechira. No, it's up to him. You can't force a guy to sell you something. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, V'lo yoda hai mi daito v'hai lo mi daito. You don't know who he wanted and who he didn't want. Right, so saying that what? So that's a good chiluk. That what? That Rashi's saying that as a mocher, he'll definitely remember a maisa mechira. Right, but over here, there's no in terms of my when there's only one maisa mechira. There's only one Maisa, the Maisa Mechira, he definitely would remember that. Why? But, still not totally said that, but what? But where two people do identical actions, and the difference is what his Das was at the time, right? Then he needs to be Osek in it, he needs to think about it, he needs to be concentrating on it, to differentiate between the two actions, which is the genuine and which is the fake. In other words, that's the difference. No, that's what Rashi means. He has to be medak dayak. Medak dayak means to differentiate between two things. Two things look very similar. When do you need to be medayak? You need to be medayak when you have two things that are similar. Right? You have to be medayak between them. So the differentiation between two similar things is only when he's osik in it and concentrating on it. But to recall a singular event, that doesn't require diuk. See, when there's one sale, so then it's an event, and he's familiar with the event. Then it's just like any other case of Eidus. Any other case of Eidus is the person witnesses an event, And once we say you have knowledge of an event at one time, there's no reason to doubt your knowledge of an event at a later time. Right? We don't assume some amnesia. So as long as there's ne'emonos, as long as you have ne'emonos on an event, as long as we say that you knew the event and you have ne'emonos about the event when it's in your hand, so then you have ne'emonos later too, even when it's not in your hand, because the event is a reality to you. You have knowledge of the event. But what he's saying is, when two people give it to him, then what? That's not knowledge of an event. That's a knowledge of differentiation. You understand? That's a knowledge of... He has a knowledge of differentiating between two similar things. That's that type of knowledge. That's a idea. One is in terms of event, and one is in terms of just idea. Which one did he think about when he these two identical occurrences had? He can't rely on the idea of an event. He has to rely on the idea of what his understanding was. You understand? That's not an event. Understanding is a mental phenomenon. that only exists. We only rely on it when you're involved in that mental activity itself. But the reality of an event. We say that you recall. Yes, so the takana is on his ne'amonas. The takana is on his ne'amonas. That we say, but on what we say a person remembers, that depends on what he knew. You understand? The takana is not that he's... the takana is really on the mocher is ne'amon. The only thing is, when the mocher is ne'amon on one sale, then he had knowledge of an event. Then he's just like any other aide. He had knowledge of an event. You understand? If you witnessed an event, we say that you remember it. But when he's a ne'amon because two people gave it to him, there's no particular event that he can remember. There's no particular event that he ever knew. Now he just has to recall, when these two things happened simultaneously, which was he noted to? That's in terms of his own internal phenomenon.
Can't you say that he...
There's no edus on a thing like that. That's not a regular case of edus. That he can... So that we say, once it's gone, you don't really remember with certainty which side... Now, people are like that. When two things were going through your mind... And you ended up on one side. It's very hard to remember which one sometimes later.
You remember having to come to a decision, though.
Right.
The need to come to a decision.
That's why, I mean, there's a question in the Rishonim if the mocher would be less than an eid echad. There's a question in the Rishonim because the Tosus learns that the mocher would be at least like an eid echad and be mechayev eshua. Right? They want to say that Rashi would hold the mocher would be nothing. You wouldn't even be able to be mechayev eshua. So it could be that Rashi holds that Eid Echad means when you have knowledge of Eidus. You understand? Eid Echad means when you have knowledge like an aid, but you're only one. But that's knowledge of an event. But the Mocha himself doesn't have that knowledge. The two events, he can't be made on an event. Because the two actions happen simultaneously. So now he's not even good as an Eid Echad to be Mechayev one Ashur. It's only because they gave him together. Yeah, the whole case is only because it was given together. And now he has to be mavchen, he has to be medayik. We only believe him when he's holding it because we say he has a cheskes kashrus that he has to be contemplating it. So we say he is. We trust him that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. See, I'm not learning this like a... What? Oh, the Takanas Chachamim? Some want to say it's not a Takanas. I think the Pnei Yoshua once learned it's not a Takanas Chachamim. He doesn't like that pshat. I'm not saying it's necessary to be a... We could say it's not necessarily a Takanas Chachamim because we were trying to tie it into Rashi Shita of Eid Echad Ne'eman. The question is, where's the Ne'amonis from? No, is the Rosh saying, still the problem is, where's the Ne'amonis from? So that's what I'm going to say, it's the Takanas Chachamim. Just like it says the next case, the Dayan is Ne'amon. Those are also Takanas Chachamim. Right, we were giving a possibility that the Ne'amonis is because the Mocher and the Lokeach the mocher is neman because just like he's neman to give the one just like he's neman to honor the transaction itself, he's neman that when he gives him the money, he's gonna give the money, he's gonna give the object to the one who bought it. So in his the mitzvah gives him the ability to execute that that type of transaction. So he sort of has a bias on that whole transaction. All right, let's go on. So the Ramban says, all right, we're going to take the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara. So the Ramban says he has a pshat, but he's afraid to say it. So the Ramban says, this Gemara, v'lichzi zuzi miman noka, was difficult for the early ones and the early ones, and nobody came out of it really well. Nobody was able to get out of this problem well.